Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Craig Martin coming to you live from LA. You're listening to The Inside Connection on Blog Talk Radio. With me tonight is my co-host, Christina Martin. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here. We have a really fun topic tonight. I'm super excited. We got the Geminis on board.
We do have a really fun topic right now, and I think that it's important for us to realize and explain to our listeners why we chose this topic. So the moon right now is in Gemini. The moon is actually in Gemini. That's how we, devised this topic. And when we looked at the fact that the sun was going to be in Libra and the moon was going to be in Gemini, and the very, very fast impending movement of Jupiter and Saturn into Aquarius in the next couple of months, we realized that air was going to become a theme for 2021. And in fact, we have had so many airless chart days in the last couple of years because so many of the outer planets are in Earth, and now finally they're moving over to air. So air is a very important topic, because what is that going to mean for our movement forward? So, you know, first of all, for me, on the basic level, air is clearly about the mind. It's about boundary setting. It's about communication. But I think there are some very specific notions of what air is about. Air also rules and governs writing and teaching and journalism and sales in general and friendship and social media is all governed by air. So there are lots of different topics, right?
Yes. So many. Yes. It's really, really important. You don't really think about it. You know, I mean, how many people on average, you know, just take out a piece of paper and a pen and actually write. So, I mean, it goes all the way back to that. It seeps so deep into our society and culture. So really important topic.
Very important. And that brings me to the fact that we have a guest for the show.
Yay!
And it's amazing. I think it's so exciting. And our guest for the show tonight is Catherine Stern. Catherine is the author of Another Song About the King. Catherine is fluent in astrology, which is another great reason why she can be here on the show with us to do an insightful look at astrology. Welcome to the show, Catherine.
Well, thank you so much. Hi to both of you.
Hi, Catherine.
It's very nice to have you here, and we're looking forward to having a good conversation. I know that from, you know, having looked at your chart, Catherine, you have Gemini rising, and Christina Martin is also a Gemini. So there's plenty of Gemini energy here to go around. And I think when I think just off the cuff about Gemini, it's a very curious energy. It's a very curious energy. Would you agree with that?
Yes, absolutely. I was thinking earlier, how as a child I was always reading. I was very drawn to books and reading. And I think that was because I was very curious about everything around me, but really curious about, like, information, news, what's going on in the world. And then how I got into astrology was being curious about psychology and people, and so wanting to learn, and how I did that was through reading, very much through words and reading.
I actually don't have any planets in Gemini, but I do have a couple of planets in the third house, which is the natural house of Gemini, and it does make me curious too, and makes me a big talker. Like, it's hard to get most people to shut me up. But I'm a very serious communicator also, because I have Saturn and Jupiter in the third house. So there's some Gemini influence in my desire to, you know, communicate and be a teacher myself. But again, it's you ladies both actually have significant astrological chart points in Gemini. And I think that it's a show where you can talk about how that energy, how do you feel that energy moves you through your life? Why is that important for you? I think the whole show about air is to say, well, what is this doing for us? Like, we have the air signs, right, as a part of human existence, right? Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. And they must have some substantial function. As a Scorpio, I could totally tell you all about, like, why it's important to be a Scorpio, right? Why it's important to have Scorpio energy in your chart, because I know it. I live it. And the two of you are Gemini representatives. Christina, you're actually Sun in Gemini. So maybe you can start off that conversation. And Catherine, you can chime in with Christina on it. Just what's your perception of Gemini in your own personality or other Geminis that you may know? And how do you think that it actually is a gift to the to people?
I like that. I mean, obviously all signs, have their pros and cons. And I think that sometimes Geminis, the cons of Geminis can be, you know, a little bit flaky or, you know, dualistic or, you know, not necessarily maybe been the truth or just, you know, we have such a grip on words and communication and getting that out. And so, you know, sometimes can use that to our advantage, but for the most part, I think it's always healing for me to be able to talk and also to laugh. I love like dry humor or smart humor or, you know, wordplay or things like that. It's just so, sparks my mind and makes me think a little bit. People who can describe something in vivid detail. It just
expressing yourself in words.
Yes. It's just so satisfying and fulfilling and makes me feel connected to people that, you know, that I'm not so alone. And it kind of gets me out. If I'm down, I know if I can just talk to somebody and I think for everybody, but if I can jump around and have a little bit of fun and, you know, levitate a little above that, I think Gemini is really good at that.
And I'm pretty sure Gemini energy does lighten us up. I think that's one reason why it's there. It's much more of the sitcom than the drama. But I like this thing that you were saying about expression. Like, I could hear verbal expression or ability. You know, so many people are very shut down. They don't know how to use words. They don't know how to express themselves with language. And I think this is a really important thing about Gemini as the role model of expression. Even if it comes across as scattered sometimes, you know, even if it comes across as rapid fire. I would think, Catherine, that as an author, you found a way of communicating and expressing yourself in words through the medium of writing. And maybe you could say something about that. And just as an interface between the way you communicate verbally and the way you communicate in writing. But again, like the importance of verbal expression as the gift, like part of the gift of Gemini.
Yes. Well, first of all, I so much agree with Christina about the kind of like lightness that Gemini can bring to a person and to their chart. I have a lot of earth in my chart, so sometimes I feel very weighed down by all of my earth. I like it. It's grounded. But my Gemini rising has been for me a kind of a gift. Like Christina said, it brings a lot of lightness to my day-to-day kind of mood, I think. In terms of writing and expressing myself and verbal communicating, I had a much harder time, especially as a kid. I was very, very shy, and I had a hard time expressing myself through talking. So talking it's funny because I my best friend is a Gemini. She's a double Gemini, and she's a great talker. She expresses herself beautifully, and she was always more the jokester, and I always appreciated the sense of humor, like Christina said. But I was more internal, and all my expression was through writing. My way of expressing myself, my way of communicating came out better or more fluid through writing. And as I've gotten older, I think I'm more comfortable with my Gemini rising. So now I am a little more outgoing and I am more verbal and more social. And I like that. I love that I have Gemini rising, because I feel like it would be hard to have as much earth as I have if I didn't have that. And I do think it's really helped me in terms of writing and finding and loving words, just loving language, like you said,
loving
Christina,
words.
Loving the sound of words and the sound of the way people use words or the way they use them with humor, you know, making jokes and keeping things light. I think that's a gift that Geminis bring.
Yeah, like loving words. That's what I picked up out of there that was so important.
Yeah.
You know, just and then the facility to say that it's not just about talking. There are often readings that
yeah.
I do with Geminis where I'll say, oh, do you love to read? And some of them are like, I do, but, you know, I read magazines. Like, you might think that Geminis are collecting like a vast library of books, and not all of them are. I think
no.
it's generally something that they do, that they like to read, but it isn't necessarily across the board. And so not all Geminis like to talk. Not all Geminis are the most talkative or the most nervous. They don't always fit with that stereotype. And I think that's important. But still, in one way or another, they're facilitating, that energy is facilitating expression through words. So important, because human beings do have other levels of communication. We have other levels of communication. But when you think about the air signs most broadly, right, all of our boundaries are established by words. Like, we can't even create laws if we don't have words in order to be able to define experiences so that we can make agreements about what's right and wrong. All of that has to be done with words. It's not like, you know, it's not like we're lions or you know, wild dogs or something like that, and establishing hierarchies based on other kinds of communication. We use words and language in order to be able to set boundaries with each other. And it's a phenomenal thing. And it comes from the air signs.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
I feel like Geminis I know. Oh, sorry. The Geminis
no
I know really love, or it's very important for them, maybe you agree with this, Christina, to know what's going on in the world, and even to the extent of kind of like celebrity stuff, you know, like a little gossipy and also substantial, like news, politics, like
yes.
Even at a young age, my dad, the Virgo, would bring in the, you know, the New York Times, and I was like, what? I didn't understand that stuff yet, but I wanted to know what was happening in the world, like around me. And the Geminis I know are they may not read books, but they probably read a newspaper or have the news online, and they're tied into sort of the culture, what's going on day to day, or, you know,
so,
politically
yes.
or in the world.
I couldn't agree more. My brother actually just moved in with me, and he's a Gemini as well. And I feel like now we're just like, chitter, 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 chitter. Like, I heard this story. I heard this
yeah.
story. And it's just like bouncing off each other. But it's fun and it's informative. And, you know, it told all the Geminis I know, too. I love you brought that point up. It's just kind of like being on the ball or being, you know, just right there. I mean, we're a quick sign. We're a fast moving, you know, like jumping all over the place, but a quick sign, there's something fast about it. So it's
yes.
exciting. And yeah, I totally agree with that. I love that. Yeah.
The mind, I think the mind, right? The mind is fast. And that's,
mm-hmm.
and that's why air is fast. If you have prominent air in your chart, actually, you're somebody that does things quickly. You know, you can plant the garden, you know, like you come home with a couple of flats of flowers and just bam, it's just done. They're planted, because there isn't a lot of time to need to think about it. You've already thought about it. And, you know, whereas I think some of the earthy, more watery and earthy energies can be a little bit more plodding or a little bit more evaluating. Fire and air generally do things very quickly, and air is the fastest. So because it's processing everything through the mind, it's really good. I like that a lot. I think that if we bring Libra, happy birthday to the Libras out there. If we bring Libra and we bring Aquarius into the conversation, we even broaden it out even more, because again, we end up with that individual experience of diplomacy and negotiation with Libra. And then with Aquarius, we end up with community interaction, including social media, because the computer is also ruled by Aquarius. So our movement of these outer planets next year, we're going into a time of Aquarian, you know, not quite full on yet. We don't have Pluto there, but it will be within the next couple of years. And the precursor to that is Jupiter and Saturn going into Aquarius together, practically hand in hand at Christmas time. So that energy, that Aquarian energy, is community, friendship, brotherhood, humanitarianism, and the idea that we are not so separated as we think we are, because we all have a conscious collective experience of life. And I think that's sometimes what we don't talk about enough, even in the political arena, is that, you know, when you think about different times in like United States history compared to where we are now, everyone in the country would go home for Thanksgiving. You wouldn't have these ideas that like people were going home from Thanksgiving and that it was going to be polarized and families weren't really going to be liking each other because of their political beliefs. People actually came together around the collective concepts of family, finances, love. You know, we don't have to be as focused on the enemy, you know, perceived or real. We can be more a community of people who have a commonality. We all have a commonality. It doesn't matter where you are on the political spectrum. We all know what it's like to need a dentist. We all know what it's like to not feel well. We all know what it's like to have someone pass away in our lives. That those experiences transcend political ideologies and the distance that we have. And that's a part of what air does. Air has the capacity to bring us together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I mean, that's like the number one gift, I think, is the collective, you know, social unity that it does. I mean, if I hear somebody say something, I like have a running list in my phone of these just great quotes that just make me feel so human, maybe, you know, that I'm so connected to other people and they are doing the same thing that I am. And it's just, it's so healing and it feels so good to have that. And words,
it's about
it is.
The words. It's about the words, right? The words, the fact that that's the way in which we can convey what's going on for ourselves individually and collectively. We can, you know, so when, you know, I would imagine that you both know at least about this documentary called Social Dilemma, that you've heard of it, that about how the social media technology thing is polarizing us further because it's feeding us loops of the same, you know, ideological difference, and that it's drawing us further and further apart rather than what it maybe even was in the beginning, where people were sharing pictures of their dinner and their kitten, you know, like, and those were things that were uniformly and, you know, collectively. And yet it seems that it's moved very rapidly into a divisive kind of, the divisive capacity based on basically like, I guess, a capitalistic thing, right? Because they're creating cookies about what it is that you're searching for on Google. They have records of what it is that you shop for on Amazon. And then those things create a profile of who you are. And then you get fed additional information that satisfies your algorithm. And that's the dark side of air. That's the dark side of air. So air can bring us together or air could drive us apart.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, the misuse of information or not necessarily misuse, but the spinning of the using certain words or clips of sentences or, you know, like that type of thing. It's like you really can, you know, describe something two different ways and it's the same thing. So
spin.
The spin, the Gemini
and taking
spin.
Things out of context.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that, Catherine, as far as just like collectively, you know, like human beings trying to work together and air and the light or shadow side of it on a collective level?
Well, I think that's really interesting what you said about spin and Gemini and all the air signs. I guess, you know, it goes to truth and how we, you know, what is true, what gets communicated in a true way. And now there's so much coming out all the time through social media and through it used to be just you would tune into three television news stations or something years and years ago. And now there's so much out there that I think it's very hard for people to, you know, to kind of identify what their own truth is and then to understand what's being communicated to them. So I think that air is very good at spinning, but then sometimes they don't even realize they're exaggerating or they're, you know, I do it sometimes. I'm telling a story and all of a sudden I'm like, wait a second, that's not, I'm the writer, you know, and I'm
flourishing. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
Exactly.
Totally.
Making it a little more interesting or more colorful. So I guess there's that sense of, you know, what is true and how important is that, especially in like a political setting or in the news or something like that. It is very important.
Absolute genius. I think that that's like the word. And one of the things that I wrote about in my book, which I hardly ever bring up on the show, I wrote a book called Elemental Love Styles. And in the last...
I love your book.
part four had to do with Plato's virtues. And the way in which I corresponded these four words to the four elements, wisdom, right, had to do with earth, and temperance had to do with water, courage had to do with fire, and justice had to do with air. And in modern language, justice is truth. You know, in our modern language, and air is about truth. So those four cardinal virtues that go all the way back to, you know, Platonic Greece and Platonic philosophy, Plato, is never more true than, you know, that those the great philosophers and what it is that they wrote about at that time, none of that information is ever more true than today. It's here with us right now, you know. Are we exhibiting the wisdom, the temperance, the courage, and the truth? The justice, what is just? That's what justice came from in that very old language. What is just? What is right? What is correct? That's air. That's air's function because it knows what is correct because it cleaves it. It cleaves away because it doesn't have to be involved emotionally.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be involved emotionally.
Much more objective.
Yes. So interesting. That's true. Cuts right through the emotion to the mind and the intellect and what is objective.
Right.
Yes,
correct.
No emotion, no subjectiveness. Yeah, very interesting.
Which is the power of air, which is the power of 2021. You know, we're going into a time where we're going to be moving in back, you know, post-truth is going to pass and truth is going to come back with a vengeance.
Because I think we need that desperately.
Yeah.
It's time.
Yes, I think specifically all the like larger companies, you know, the Amazons and Googles and Facebook and all that. I think that and just the social media in general is going to have to get some more justice surrounding them, some more truth borders, I guess, or truth wordage or verbiage, because they're fairly new. And so we really don't quite know. I mean, we're starting to learn the consequences, I guess, or the outcomes of letting free rein any and everybody's thoughts, whether they're wrong or right or whatever they are, just all the words everywhere. So I think it's interesting that, you know, I mean, hopefully that's what I'm hoping for next year, is just some more justice and truth in terms of the social media, in terms of our communication. You know, I mean, I feel like even Trump's, or this 4 years has been about the media and how they're true or they're not true, and questioning that, and the influx, or the, you know, such a heavy amount of it. Like you were saying, Catherine.
Yeah, and it's correct. I mean, he has made the media more relevant than ever, because, you know, you could have 8 years of Obama and you hardly ever heard from him, ever, hardly, because, you know, yeah, he was basically off doing his job. He definitely was not courting the limelight as the president. He was busy doing the work he thought he needed to do as president. So, yeah, that's the, well, you know, as presidents go, they're very different, and we have the energy that we have now. I don't like, you know, making the show about politics, but when you were talking about that, you hope that we're moving into an era of truth, it starts right here on our show tonight, because that's what you and I, the three of us, have put out into the universe as a huge shockwave. So for all of our mm-hmm. listeners, it's never a better time for finding your own personal truth and conveying your own personal truth. And right now, while the moon's in Gemini and the sun's in Libra, and we have the earth signs waning, they are basically, we're going to be moving from earth to air. And the power of that cannot be understated, because it's an elemental shift that we're going to be having. And that's amazing. We've been in the earth for a while, and it's good, but it doesn't create change. It doesn't create rigorous change. Earth mm-hmm. establishes, you know, entrenches structure, but it doesn't create change. So, Catherine, like in that vein, where air is a big change agent because of its speed and all of that, what else might you like to share? Do you want to talk about writing a little bit more, or can you feel that pull? Are you writing something? Are you expressing in that way again?
Yes. Well, personally, yeah, I'm working on a novel after taking some time and just being a mom and not writing as much. Now I am. My kids are older now, and I'm working on a novel, so I do feel pulled towards that, towards my Gemini. You know, my Gemini bringing me out into the world of expression again.
Well, the way in which the air signs and the movement of the air signs are coming, you're going to be having positive aspects to Gemini, so you should be feeling that opening. When the collective energy is available for you to harness, then it's there for you to harness, and it's moving in that direction.
Yeah, I remember now what I was thinking. I was thinking about Earth being kind of like we've all been a little stuck, and in the muck has been a lot of stuff has come out of the muck and the earth, like things that maybe we needed to bring out and bring up and look at
clearly.
That and realize that there was a lot of negative stuff under there. And now with the air, we might be able to, with rationality and with objectivity, really look at some of those issues that
perfect.
Have surfaced.
It's perfect. Can you believe that the time is up? Our time is up.
No.
Our show has come to an end. It's astounding. No. Always. I love it. I love it. I love having good spirited conversation. And this was a good one. Catherine Stern, thank you so much for being on the show with us. We really enjoyed that conversation. Christine and Martin, I always love seeing you here. It's a pleasure to have another good conversation with you too.
Always, always.
I'm Dr. Craig Martin. You've been listening to the Insight Connection. We will talk to you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific. Everybody have a good night and stay safe. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.